Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. My name is Sister Leola. We will begin because we are a little bit behind time. So let us have a word of prayer, my brothers and sisters. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we lift up Evan Light Ministry to you, Lord Father, we come to thank you, Lord Father, for this prayer line that you have kept 7 years, Lord. And Lord, you are continuing to bless this prayer line. Lord, every time one drops, there's others that come and join. Lord, is the reason that you want us to keep this line over. Lord, you are saving people. You are teaching people through this line. You are giving people more understanding, Lord, and they are learning from this prayer line. So, Lord, and then we are showing much love on this prayer line, Lord, that we're supposed to love one another as God has said, Lord, Father. So we just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Father, for all sisters and brothers that come to join this line. Lord, we welcome everyone, Lord. No one is no stranger. They are all welcome, Lord, because when you have called your people, Lord, you don't call me. You're not a God that's prejudiced or have a difference, Lord. You love everyone. So, Lord, that's how we are to be. So we're giving you thanks and praise on this prayer line for our sisters and brothers that come on here and share and testify. And Father, sincerely, Lord, God, prayers has been answered, Lord, and we thank you. And Lord, we pray for our sisters and brothers that you help them and strengthen them and convert their lives, Lord, to you so they can live for you, Jesus. So let us go into the word of, and Lord, thank you continually to be with us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Allow your Holy Spirit to be upon us tonight, Lord, on this prayer line, that your children may testify of your goodness and even give testimonies, Lord, because you are the one they are praising. And we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. And you are welcome on this prayer line by God's grace. And I will begin to read, and I would like to share some stuff tonight, Lord, tonight, sisters and brothers, with you, and that you can learn also. And I'm sharing from Genesis chapter 22. We are learning some things about how Abraham and how Jacob, how they describe God, and those things we're going to learn tonight. They describe God in such a profound way, and we're going to learn about this Jehovah Jireh, this Jehovah Nissan, this Jehovah Shalom and Shammah, and this Jehovah Sabbatah. So, and we're going to learn what all of them mean. So let me go to the first scripture, Jehovah Jireh. It's in Genesis. You can write the scriptures down, brothers and sisters. Genesis chapter 22. Let's go to verse 14. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 14. And we begin with Abraham. Okay, let's start at 13. And Genesis chapter 22 and verse 13. And it said, Abraham lift up his eyes and look. And behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. What a blessing, brothers and sisters. What a blessing. Let me make sure everyone can hear me. Because this study, brothers and sisters, is such a wonderful study. And again, I want to make sure everyone writing it down, because this study, we're going to be learning about Jehovah and the names that his patriarchs gave him. So give me just a second. Let me go back to my screen. Okay. We're learning about what Abraham called Jehovah. And he said in verse 14, and Abraham called the name of that place, the name of the place, you see where he sacrificed Isaac, where he was going to sacrifice Isaac, and that ram was caught up in the thickets. And he said, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said today, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. So sit down, and you know what it means? God will provide. Jehovah Jireh means God will provide, sisters and brothers. So let us go to, we're going to do two more scriptures, and we're going to open the line for our brothers and sisters that you can give a testimony, because your testimony, and you know, I wanted to share this with this, how Abraham and all these patriarchs gave, described God. And you know, I thought to myself, Lord, you done did many miracles for me. And you know what? I should have a way to describe you and what you have did for me. You see, all these things were for our example. And these men, they saw some miracles what God did. You know, Abraham did not know God was going to provide him a lamb. Abraham was getting ready to kill his son. And when he went down to strike him, he said, ho, Abraham. He said, I see. I know what thou will do. I'm going to read it from the scripture. I don't want Sister Leola saying. And he said in verse 8, and Abraham, let's read verse 7. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And his father said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. This is what Isaac said. You have the fire and the wood. He said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said in number 8, he said, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Now, God, he's telling his son this, but yet Abraham having faith, saying God will provide, but he really didn't know. He says, so they went both of them together, and they came to the place where God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar up on the wood. So, you know, and he stretched him forth his hand, the knife, to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven and said, Abraham, he said, here am I. He said, and he said, lay not thine hand upon the Latin, neither do thou anything unto him, for thou now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. So, brothers and sisters, Jehovah Jireh, Abraham called him Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. And we're going to do one more, and we're going to open the line. But I would like to do it. It has like five. I would like to do them all. And I want to do one more. We're going to go to Exodus, right? Exodus 17 and 15. Exodus 17, 15. And we're going to see who this is. Exodus. Okay. 17, 15, Exodus. And this is, okay, Exodus 15 and 16. And it says, then, let me make sure I got chapter 17 and verse 15. And Moses built an altar and called the name of Jehovah Nissan. Jehovah Nissan is the next one. And let's see why he called Jehovah Nissan. Let's go up and see why Moses called Jehovah Nissan. And it says, then came the Midianites to fight with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with the Midianites tomorrow and I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. And Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with the Amalekite, and Moses and Aaron up the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, and Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, the Amalekites prevailed. Now, brothers and sisters, listen at this. Moses held his hand up in the air, and as he held it up, Israel was prevailing. They was winning. But when he fell down, he got tired. And when he fell down, the Amalekites prevailed. Okay, let me make sure you can hear me. It said, but Moses' hand were heavy, and they took a stone and put under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur, his hand, the one on the other side and the other on the other side, and his hand were steady until going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited the Amalekites and the people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this in a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of the Amalekites from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of Jehovah Nissi. And Jehovah Nissi means, well, God is our protector. So, brothers and sisters, as we know now today, people have been through so many turmoil. We are going through this COVID-19. Number one says, God will provide. How many people couldn't find no food in this grocery store? God provided, right? Now, and it, Jehovah Nissi means God is our protector. So how many people still, I have not run into COVID-19. So God was my protector, brothers and sisters, and your protector. So we're going to open the line for our brothers and sisters so you can begin to share, because Sister Leola can be the only one. And then we also, our brothers and sisters can comment. So let us open. Sisters and brothers, this is going to be a night of prayer and a night of testimonies. We're going to pray, my brothers and sisters. So let me open the line. We're asking that you press 1, and so I can open your line. Press 1, and I'm open the line for my brothers and sisters. Press 1, and your line can be open. Amen. 518-489, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Leo, are you hearing me? You're hearing
yes,
me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Were you able to hear me?
One at a time I couldn't. It was my iPod and my iPhone not working. So I know I turn on. You have other people on here, you know.
Let me see if others can hear me. Hold on.
Yes, you have 518 on the line and 631. I don't see your name come up at all. It said you dropped.
Okay.
Because Sister Leola had dropped.
No. Okay, hold on a second. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Sister Leola.
Hello.
This is Brother Rick. I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, you can hear me? Okay, Brother Rick.
Yes.
All right, amen.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
Now, Sister Power, you can hear me? I was sharing.
Yes, yeah, I hear
sister.
You now, right? So I am,
okay.
So you have me come up now that I can. Well, good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I just want to give God the praise, especially our brother Rick on the line. We are so blessed, Brother Rick. We miss you. We've been praying for you. And, you know, we are happy to know that you join us. I am going to do a little sing, a song. I love to lift up the word of God by singing, right? And just listen to the word. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. When thou art nigh, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Teach me thy will, and thy rich promises in me fulfill. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless now, my Savior, I come to thee. Praise the Lord. Oh, kind and loving Father, this moment we come, Lord, we need you every hour. Father, we are asking you at this time, do not pass us by. We are asking you, Lord Jesus, as we pour out all our problems to you, we confess all our sins, because, Lord, you want us, Lord. You are calling us, Father, and you told us in your word, dear God, that we have to have your character. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, to search me. I'm asking you to see if there is anything wicked way in me, and to remove it, Lord God, that your prayer will be answered, because, Lord Jesus, we know that you told us in your word that we must ask and you will grant it. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Lord, you are our provider. You are our sustainer. You are our deliverer. Father, you provide. You make a way. Lord, you are our keeper of our life. You are everything. You are the great most I am. And one good thing I am thankful for, Lord Jesus, to know we are our great high priest is now in the most holy sanctuary. Lord, and as you point me to look upon you where you are, so that I can know how to live here on this earth, Lord, because I cannot live without you. I have to trust and depend upon you, Lord, to keep me and to guide me and to lead me, especially particularly this time that we are living in, where all these crises are around us, Lord. Help us not to be afraid, but help us that we will get the strength that we will represent you to go out and share the message for this time. We thank you for this line, Lord. We thank you for Sister Leola with Osin. We thank you for Brother Rick, Lord, Brother Yudi, Brother Bernard, Brother O'Neill, Sister Carla, myself, Lord God, as we focus our mind, dear Lord, if we were in the right timing, we would be on our seven-year convention someplace, Lord. But despite of that, we are not at one place, dear Father. You allow us that we can join the line tonight to praise you and give you thanks, Lord. We thank you for dear Elder Rick, Lord, who we are praying for. We thank you for Lord Jesus, Brother O'Neill, his children. We thank you for Sister Nelda, praises, and the things that you have worked miracle in our life, Lord Jesus, and moving down to Tennessee, dear God. We thank you for Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, their new home, Lord. We thank you, Father, for Sister Brenda and Brother John. We thank you for Sister Nicole and her daughter, Jarvis. Lord, Father, we thank you for Naomi, who used to be on the line, Leon Bish, Brother Eli, dear God, and his mom, Jari, Adina, Adina, dear Lord, and all his others who he pray for, Sister Mary, Lord, Sister Abbott, Sister Bennett, Lord, Sister Brown, Father God, we lift them up to you, Father, the Richardson family, and all of our family members, the newborn, our newborn, big granddaughter and grandson, Lord, continue to pour your blessing. What more could we ask of you, Lord? You are so good. You are so great, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your holy word. Thank you, Lord, that we can go out and share the word. Thank you for providing for us the food, shelter, clothing, a little job, Lord, that we can supply our basic needs. And thank you for this wonderful family that you have given unto us, Lord. Bless us that everyone will share tonight, Lord, and give you the praise. Thank you again for hearing, and if I fail of asking you, Lord, or presenting any name to you, you know them because it's a lot, dear God. We ask you, Lord, to supply their basic need. You know the needs that they need, Lord. So we are asking you because you, we can depend upon Sister Stephanie and her team. We lift them up to you again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Power, and for all the prayers that you lift up, Sister Power. And we do need, we need thee every hour. We need Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we need him every hour, brothers and sisters. And we thankful for all that done join us tonight. So, Sister Paul, we got quite a few, and we just praise God for his people prayer line. But we're going to open these line and let everybody give a testimony about what God has been doing for them. So we thank you once again, Sister Paul, for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us with prayers. Amen. 518-744, your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and just praising the Lord for his goodness. I get on the line, I hear Sister Powell singing. Whoa, what a blessing, Sister. Thank you. I just enjoyed that tremendously. And you know, I heard another song today. A choir was singing, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." Wow, what a that! I'd love to hear somebody sing on the line too. I would sing it myself, but I don't have a songbook. But you know what? God is working. I hear Sister Powell talking about all the things that are going on. Brother or Sister Richardson and other people moving to Tennessee. I don't know if Sister Leola has moved yet or is in the process of moving. But I do want to keep you all in prayer before that because things are really closing down, brothers and sisters. Wow, things are really coming to a head quickly, and I just pray that all my brothers and sisters will get out of the city quickly, because there is going to come a time shortly when that is not going to be an option. So I want to urge all my brothers and sisters to do that as quickly as possible, because we don't know exactly what's going on. We don't know God's timing exactly, but we do know by the signs that are going on now that time is short. And you know what? I've been praying for my wife for a long time that she would see that. And just this past week, we had a very good conversation, and she told me that she really believed that time was short, that we need to be getting prepared for Jesus' soon return. And, you know, we don't want to set dates, but we do want to be prepared. So just urging my brothers and sisters to prepare. And I was listening to a couple brothers go over the Sabbath school lesson for this past week. And, I was just so blessed because, as they were presenting the message about the horse, the footmen and the horses and the swelling of Jordan and all these things, the overwhelming message there was to be close to Christ. If we are close to Him, we have nothing to fear, and all things will go well for us as long as He is leading us and guiding us. So just want to urge my brothers and sisters, I have renewed my commitment to the Lord this week, and we have reopened our church. This past week was the third week that we've had church services. Things are not the same as they were. Services are a little shorter. We don't have potlucks right now. We're not supposed to be singing. We have been singing, and praise the Lord. What a blessing it is to sing praises to the Lord with brothers and sisters. It just, I think it's a ploy of the enemy to stop us from praising God by singing, because all of us can sing, and when we do it together, it sounds so beautiful. We don't have to have a wonderful voice. They all blend together, and heaven is lifted up, and in the process, we are lifted up. So, I just urge my brothers and sisters to sing as often as possible. I know in California, my daughter told me that they are not allowed to sing at all in any church. It's a state law now, or state mandated that they cannot sing at all, because they say it spreads the virus faster. So sing while we can, brothers and sisters. Time's coming when we're going to have to do it in secret. And I just think that, the more we prepare now, the better we're going to be. And I just been praying for my brothers and sisters. Things have been so busy trying to get things ready to, for church. Family, we've been visiting with family. We have family here with us, and we've been visiting family, so things have just been really busy. My daughter, Ashley is doing quite well, but she has not expressed an interest in going to church or expressed an interest in spiritual things, and I'm just praying for her. But my daughter, Anita, who is Ashley's younger sister by 2 years, she is in the process of getting divorced, but you know what? She's been coming around more. She's been getting more friendly. We're able to see her two kids, our grandkids, and it's been very good. And I think the Lord is working through this. He never desires divorce, but good things are coming out of it at the moment. So please pray for Anita, too, who's Ashley's younger sister, and for all my family, and I will continue to pray for you, my brothers and sisters. And I don't want to take up any more time, but thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick, for being so patient waiting for us. And also, we have been lifting you and your family up consistently on the prayer line. We never stop. And we've been talking about how this is our seventh year for the camp meeting, but and Sister Powell and I was talking about bringing it. Sister Powell brought it up to bring it on the prayer line, and we can have prayers and come together in fellowship and let this still be the seventh year for the camp meeting, but yet on the prayer line. And I told her, I say, what a such a good idea, but it's trying to get everybody together. And it was around this weekend, usually the camp meeting. So we're going to keep that in prayer, and maybe we can have a day or to come together and do something on the prayer line. So just keep that in mind. And if we call a meeting, we can do something. So thank you once again, brother, for coming on and sharing with us. And we're going to lift up prayers again, because that's what it's all about. So be blessed and stay with us, because we're going to share some and hearing the testimony and give God the praise. So thank you once again, Brother Rick. And we'll be lifting up prayers in just a little bit. Amen. So brothers and sisters, we're going to open the next line. By God's grace, we open in 857-505. Your line is open.
Oh, hello, Sister Miola. Hello, brothers and sisters. I've been like ministries. My name is Willa Eli. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, I'd like to thank God, because God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request, Sister Miola, before I sing a song. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, don't forget to pray for Brother Jerry. Lift him up in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Nicole, Sister Miola in Florida. That's my friend of mine. That's a friend of mine, too. Her name is Sister Nicole. She's from Florida, so lift her up in prayer, too, because she's on the prayer line, too. So lift her up in prayer at the moment. And don't forget to pray for Brother Jerry. Lift up Brother Jerry in prayer, too, because he needs prayer. He's on the prayer line. And Sister Miola, pray for Sister Nicole, because pray for her mother too. Pray for Sister Nicole's mother. Pray for everyone. Amen. Let me sing a song. God is the strength of my life. Never to leave me, He comes back. Never to leave me when He comes back. Oh, holy, holy, holy. God is the strength of my life. Never to leave me, He comes back. Never to leave me when He comes back. God is, oh God is, God is. God is my home. God is the strength of my life. Never to leave me, He comes back. Never to leave me, He comes back. Yes, holy, holy, holy. God is. God is my one. Oh, Sister Miola, pray for Sister Nicole, pray for Sister Nicole, because she's on the prayer line too, listening.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Eli. Yes, we will lift your friends and family up in prayer. And we have quite a few others. We're going to open up the lines. We thank you, brothers and sisters, for being patient. And we're going to try to open up all lines as soon as possible. We're going to open the next line for 401-919. And your line is open.
All right, you play that. Hi, Sister Leola, Ella Richardson here from Tennessee. Wow, it is so beautiful down here in Tennessee. I'm telling you, everybody, it's time to pack up from the city and head to the country. I heard Brother Rick was speaking about things winding down and things. God's people need to get out of the city quickly as you can, because you don't want to wait. You don't want to wait until the highways are blocked and everything like that. I've been encouraging all of us, you know, I can afford to say now that I'm out of the city officially. And what you have to do, brethren, what we have to, you all have to do, do it quickly. Don't hesitate. Don't waste time. Time is needed. And God is giving us opportunity while Titus is coming. Titus is coming. This is the 60th experience. There's a calm before the storm. And I'm encouraging everybody. I'm advising and begging everybody that are in the city to sell out everything that you got and cash in whatever insurance, 401, whatever. Get your money in hand, in place, and move out, brethren, quickly. Time is winding down. And what am I doing? Sister Leola, you would have... Guys, I'm on the phone. You would have know where I am by Brother Brian, a place up on the hill. Remember when we were coming down?
Yes. Hill,
and you told Brother Ray to stop. You don't want to go. Well, we are right up on the ridge where Brother Brian is. His place is really nice.
You're on top of the mountain.
Yes, we are on top of the mountain. Hey, get on.
Yes.
We're on top of the mountain right now as I speak. We are over here by him. We're going to have a wonderful meal in a while and fellowship. So, brethren, I'm telling you, this is a sweet life that we need to get in place to move out of the city and come into the country where it's fresh air and you don't have to wear all these masks and all these kind of things, brethren and sisters. And I'm encouraging and asking everyone, please do not waste time. Do not allow the angel to have to pull you out of the city. Do it as quickly and as fast as you can. And I just want to offer a prayer. I just want to offer a prayer right now for all those who need to make that move right now. Don't wait until next year, brethren. Don't wait until next year. We got to do it now.
Amen.
Tonight, tomorrow, start getting things in place and move by faith, not by sight. Let us pray.
Let us pray.
All right, let us pray. Father God in heaven, I want to thank you, God, for this opportunity whereby I can be able to encourage the brethren to take this opportunity while there is a 60th experience as was in the time of the destruction of Jerusalem. God, they had 3 years. 3 years, Lord, to make preparation to flee to the mountain. And there, God, you have given us a 60th experience for your people now to pack up, not for 3 years, but to move as quickly and as fast as they can, God, to sell out and to cash in everything, to sell their homes, oh God, and to make arrangement, dear God, wherever in their country, be it Tennessee or be it Virginia or wherever, dear God, this is a time for us to do this, dear God. For if we are caught in the city, dear God, then we know, God, that things will be terrible for many who are caught in the city, dear God. And Father, I'm praying for the brethren that they will make that move by faith, that they will go forward, Lord, in preparation, Father, for what is coming. And God, I'm praying for the means and the opportunity for each and every one, God, to make that step by faith, like Abraham, who, God, you have called him out of Ur, of the land of the Chaldees. And God, you sent him to a land where, Lord, by faith he moved. So, Lord, I'm praying for your people that they will move out by faith and sacrifice what is needed, dear God, for this move. We want to thank you, praise, and glorify your name for Christ's sake. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening up my line. God bless everyone.
Amen. Brother Richardson, were you on the prayer line earlier? We were there.
No, I was traveling. I was traveling to get here, and it was a busy signal. So because we're up in the mountain, so we couldn't get good signals. But thank you very much for hosting our prayer line today. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Richardson, for the prayer, because truly we need it. Because we don't know when and the time that, like you say, they're going to close out the streets or block us. But sisters and brothers, we want to thank God for every prayer that is offered on here, because God is answering prayers, and those prayers, He are on time, brothers and sisters. So we're going to go to the next caller, and we open our brothers and sister line. We thank you for being patient. So just be a little bit more patient. We're going to get to everyone. Amen. We're going to open the next line to 985-232. Your line is open. Your line is open. You might be away from your phone.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over us and bringing us through. I'm thankful, blessed for day. And I want to read a script from Colossians 1:15. Who is the image of an invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Amen. I just would like to ask for prayer for me and my family and for the United States. And I want to thank Sister Powell and Brother Eli and all the ones for those beautiful songs we had. I want to pray for all the homeless, all those under the bridge, all those that's sick, all those that's off the prayer line, all the missing members. And all those at work going through a lot of trials and tribulations dealing with this pandemic. And we're back in today after midnight, we're back in at home confined in the pandemic again because it has gotten so bad. So we won't be able to leave but to go to the store and the doctor. So we're locked back up. So just keep us in prayer and whole United States, in fact. So things has gotten bad again. So we're just going to pray for one another, and God bless each and every one. God have a blessed evening. Amen.
Amen. Brother Don?
No, he went.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda, because we brothers and sister Baton Rouge have not been locked down, but yet we here in a lot of places are begin to lock down again. And by God's grace, we don't know what's gonna become of this next lockdown. But by God's grace, as Brother Richardson was speaking, you know, we got to move by faith, and I pray that the Lord can allow this to pass. But like I say, we don't know, but we need to pray tonight, brothers and sisters. So we're going to open the next line. Amen. The next line we open is 631-552. Your line is open. Give us your name, brother, and where you're calling from.
Blessing, good evening, Sister Leola. Blessing, good evening, brothers and sisters, and Advent Light Prayer Line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line. I want to thank God for His goodness and His mercy, and was many blessings in my life personally. And as I know, as Brother Richardson shared those sentiments, all my heart warmed to hear these things, you know, because that's the same thing that we have been pressing on from Friday, yesterday, and today. We're studying with some friends, and these are the things that we're sharing. Because many might think it is peace and safety, but we see that things is very getting heated right now. And God is telling us as His people, we can't delay. It's time to move out, you know, because we see now the enemy is fully setting his things in place, and the first place for a point of attack is in the city, you know. So God is telling us to exit us out of the city. I want to share a quote from this inspiration, and I want to share scripture first. In Daniel 8:14, it says, "Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed." And also next scripture in Psalms 11:3, "If the foundation should be destroyed, what shall the righteous do?" These are two texts, people of God, that we need to know. And also next text in Psalm 77:13, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary." So we see those three texts. Those are foundation texts that have called us as a people, Seventh-day Adventists, and they see that the sanctuary message is under severe attack. Hear this quote from Pen of Inspiration. It says, in Review and Herald, May 25th, 1905, "The sanctuary, a point of special attack. In the future, deception of every kind is to arise, and we want solid ground for our feet. We want solid pillar for the building. Not one pin is to be removed from that which the Lord has established. The enemy will bring in false theories, such as the doctrine that there is no sanctuary. This is one of the points on which there will be a departing from the faith. As 1 Timothy 4:1 says, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. Where shall we find safety unless it be the truth that the Lord has been given for the last 50 years, Sister White Time. So look now at this reading from Gospel Workers 307, paragraph 1. It says, Let none seek to tear away the foundation of our faith, the foundation that were laid at the beginning of our work. Daniel 8:14. By prayerful study of the word, by revelation, upon this foundation we have been building for more than 50 years. Repeat that again. Men may suppose that they have found a new way, that they can lay a stronger foundation than that which has been laid. But this is a great deception. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. 1 Corinthians 3:11. In the past, many have undertaken to build a new faith, to establish new principle. But how long did the building stand? It soon fell, for it was not founded upon the rock. Family of God, we have to go back to the foundation of our faith. There's a book that each and every Seventh-day Adventist should have and read for themselves. It's 1844 Made Simple. 1844 Made Simple by Clifford Goldstein. These are one of the books that we need to read. 1844, and the next book, The 2300 Day Prophecy. So this, we didn't just come up as a people. So we see that God has given us so much, and the enemy want to put the foundation of our faith to the ground. And as a people, we have to arise and know the word of God for ourselves. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening up my line.
Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. Once again, brothers and sisters, God got his people, and we have so many have shared tonight. I just want to give God the praise for that and for Brother O'Neill sharing that message with us, brothers and sisters. And we see how serious the times we're living in. And by God's grace, I pray, God, he lead us out here in time, because I know my husband is not ready to go yet, but by God's grace, I pray that we end time. So just we're going to pray tonight, brothers and sisters. We have more that want to share. Sister Nelda got a blessing testimony. I'm waiting on her to press one. And we asking any brothers and sisters that would like to share, press one so your line could be open. But yet, as Brother Richard, we all have shared, Brother Rick, they all shared the same thing tonight about the country living in, about these things that's going on in this country, brothers and sisters. We see, we know, and it's not getting any better. So hearing what Sister Brenda have said, I didn't know that it's on the other side of Baton Rouge. They shut down before we have. So I'm telling you, what I saw, brothers and sisters, what had happened when they first shut down, when you go to Walmart, it had nothing in there you can buy, nothing. So the time is going to get rough again. So they barely have food in there already. So what you think it's going to be like this time? So I just want to say we're just going to offer a word of prayer tonight. And we have another one that pressed one. Sister Nelda is going to give her testimony. But sisters and brothers, we want to lift. We want more people to pray tonight. Because I want to mention that Brother Akeem's mother had a fall. And he said that he won't be on tonight. But we would like to pray and lift his mother up in prayer. We know they are God-fearing people. So we're going to keep them in prayer. So let us open Sister Nelda's line. And once again, Brother O'Neill, we want to thank you for sharing that message with us. And we want you to stay with us. And like I say, we're going to have prayers and maybe some more scripture reading, okay? So we open the line for 225-315. Sister Nelda, your line is open.
Hello.
Give us your name, where you're calling from.
This is Sister Nelda, and I'm calling from Tennessee. Yay! But officially, I have not moved from Louisiana, but if the Lord continues to move on my life the way he has, I will be leaving and officially a Tennessee resident in the next 2 weeks. I'm over here in Tennessee right now, but I just thank God for all that he done for me, and I don't even want to go back. Just enjoying being in the country and driving around and seeing the mountains and the trees, and it's just like a sense of calm and peace. My 11-year-old don't even want to move to Tennessee because he just don't want to move to the country. He's just used to the city. But even he had to say, Mama, it's nice. It's so peaceful. I'm really enjoying this ride. So I just want to get back to what I've been going through for the past 8-9 months trying to get my house renovated to sell. So I listed it on the market about the middle of May, and after 1 week, I got an offer, but it was ridiculous, and it was asking too much, so I had to reject that offer. And then a week later, after 2 weeks, I got another offer, and we thought we had a contract, and then things just couldn't work it out, and that deal fell through. So I took it off the market in about almost a month, and I put it back on the market. Long story short, the first day I showed the house, I got an offer on the house, and the devil got busy, and I had to go through the inspection process, and I had to go through the appraisal and all that, and the inspector they sent out, he tried to mark off everything on the list that he could think of from the front to the back, but God still worked it all out, and I was able to pass my inspection. I was able to get the corrections done. I passed the appraisal process, and so within a matter of a couple of weeks, maybe less, we'll be closing on that house. But God is so good. I don't want to be in debt. So he's given me, he's giving me a debt-free lifestyle once I sell this property and pay off the loan. So I got to be really careful about how I spend my money. And I would love to go build a house and get a real nice house, but he blessed me with the land a year ago, and I'm going to settle for a used mobile home at least for the time being until I can find something that I don't have to pay so much money to build. But the used mobile home that I found, God is so good. They were asking a couple thousand dollars for the mobile home, plus you got to pay to move it. But when I talked to the young lady, they had just bought some property, and it had a mobile home on it and had an older home on it, and they had a modular or a manufactured home on it. So they bought it as an investment, about 10.5 acres, and they just sold the house that was on the land. They fixed it up and sold it with like 1.5 acres, and they just completed the modular home, and they're going to sell it, and they're dividing the land up with each property. So where the mobile home sits at, that I'm going to get, that the Lord has blessed me with, they want to build a new house there and then another house in between the two houses. Well, God is so good. When I got done talking to the lady and telling her a little bit about what I've been through on this journey and that God was blessing me to get to the country, and I have this land and I got to move out of my house in about 2 weeks and I don't have anywhere to live, so me and my son are going to have to live in a hotel until I can get my land set up and find a mobile home. So she said, you know what, if you want this mobile home, I'm going to let you have it for $500. She said, if you can get over here Friday, my husband will be back in town, and then we'll be able to let you see it. But she sent some pictures, and she has some pictures. I actually found it on Facebook Marketplace. And you guys, Facebook Marketplace, you can find a lot of great things at a discounted price. And we got to be real careful about how we spend our money in this end time, because every extra dollar we spend unnecessary is going to push us further away from what God wants us to do. So I looked on Facebook Marketplace, and the lady said, I'll let you have this mobile home for $500. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath mobile home with a laundry room, living room, and it's like an open plan with a kitchen. It needs some work. You can't expect, you know, for $500 not to do any work. But it's an older mobile home, but it ain't nowhere near the oldest that I could have found. And majority of the work, I can do this work myself. But I just want to thank God that he helped me to pass that inspection with all the stuff this man marked on the list, everything he could think of. But God helped me to get all the stuff corrected that I was responsible for. I passed the appraisal. And so all I'm waiting for is to close. But I got this home. And the majority of the work that I need done, I can do all that work myself. It's mostly cleaning up and painting, the majority of it. And I just thank God for blessing me with a home for $500. Nobody can tell me what God can't do, because everything belongs to him. And he blesses who he chooses to bless. And this will be my third house in my lifetime that God has given me for $500. I know it came from God. I know it came from him, and I just thank him for it. And that's pretty much it. I thank God for traveling grace, too, because I'm on the road right now. I was blessed to be able to see my son and my grandchildren that I hadn't seen since last year. They were vacationing in the mountains of Tennessee, and it just so happened the same week that I was here, that I got here Friday, they have been here since last Sunday. So they said, well, we want you to come over where we are, and we're going to give you the money back for the hotel you paid for Friday and the gas to get over here, and then we'll take care of whatever you need while you're here so we can see before we go back to Michigan. So God is so good. I'm about an hour away from where my land is in Tennessee, and they should probably be about maybe 4 hours from Michigan. So God is good, and he gave me not only the opportunity to come and get this house, and then, by the way, they only asked me to just put some money on it. They were willing to hold that mobile home for me with the money that I had, which was $250, half of what the mobile home cost. They broke the price way down from a couple thousand down to $500, and then they let me get them $250 to hold that mobile home. They're ready to break ground and build a home, but they're going to let it sit there until I close on my house before the end of the month. And then I can move it, and then they'll start their construction. So God is just good. He just opened up the way for everything. And if you faithful to God, he'll be faithful to you. He will open up doors and windows of heaven for you, bless people.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, you see how good God is. Oh, praise the Lord. If there's any other testimony, Sister Nelda has praised God. Give him the praise because he has blessed her. And, you know, brothers and sisters, you know, God is doing things for us because he knows we desire to move forward. And as we continue to move forward, sisters and brothers, God is, he's paving the way. So we see that Brother Richardson finally got there. Brother Brian, when we were down there, Brother Brian had bought his property. And then he began to build. And now he's on top of the mountain. Woo, that was scary to go up there, I tell you. So it's a blessing. So now we see how God is moving for his people. So all we have to do is trust. Trust in him. And on the prayer line, sisters and brothers, we have in faith that God is able to see his children through. So if there's anyone else that have a testimony or would like to share, we're going to open your line, and then we're going to go into a prayer. If there's anyone to share. Okay, brothers and sisters, there's no one else like to share. But I want to share with, I was studying to show you how good God is and how God provides. I have five subjects I want to tell you about that I did a little study on. And these five, I was saying early, but no one could hear. And this is five. I'm talking, it's some verses in Genesis 22:14. I'm just going to give you that verse, Genesis 22:14, talking about Jehovah Jireh, and I'm going to tell you why Abraham called him Jehovah Jireh. Okay, and I'm reading verse 13. I'm going to start at verse 13, and it talks about Abraham lift up his eyes and look, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said today in the mount of the Lord. It is said he's seen him. So what Jehovah Jireh mean? God will provide, sisters and brothers. So we see how God has provided through all these times, and when COVID-19 had shut down, there was no food, and God provided for many people so they can have some bread and have certain things to put something together, some beans. And I want to share with you Jehovah Nissi, Exodus 17 and verse 15. Jehovah Nissi, we're going to see who called Jehovah Nissi. Okay, it was Moses in Exodus 17, verse 15. And it says, I'm trying to get just a scripture, and I'm going to read here. I'm going to start at 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse in the ear of Joshua. I will utterly put out the remembrance of the Amalekites from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. And what is that name mean? God is our protector. That is Exodus 17 and 15. God is our protector. And I'm going to give you one more before I go on in prayer. Because all these things, we learn who God is. They gave God these names because the mighty works he wrought in for them. So Judges 6 and verse 24, that's Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom, Judges chapter, give me just a second. I'm going to Judges. Okay. Judges chapter 6 and verse 24. Okay, this one was Gideon. Gideon had, let me see, verse 21. It said, then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cake. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cake. Then the angel said unto the Lord, depart out of the sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Atlas, O Lord God, because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day, it is yet offering of, I can't say that name, but these things that the patriarchs said to God, they have given him names and provided these things, saying God is a provider, God is a protector, and God is peace. So these things that we should, and when God do something for us, how shall we say God is a blessing for us? We should use such powerful words towards the Lord, because when these men, these patriarchs had given these words, showing that God was their protector and their peace and their provider. And he have two more. It talks about his and the Sabbath, meaning the Lord of hosts. And all these things, brothers and sisters, the Lord God showed himself to provide for us. So I just want to thank God for that. Now we're going to go into our prayer. Let us go into prayer, brothers and sisters. We're going to ask the brothers and sisters. We're going to ask if our brothers and sisters to pray, each one of us to give a prayer. Let us ask Brother Richardson again. Brother Richardson, you don't have to pray long. I want I'm asking you to offer a prayer up for Brother Akeem, his mother, and Brother Eli, and you can offer a prayer for Sister Nelda. Okay, if you don't mind.
Yes, just give me a little few seconds. Hold on.
Oh, you want me to go to somebody else and come back to you?
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm going to ask Brother O'Neill is on. Let us ask Brother O'Neill. Brothers and sisters, we want to offer prayers for the brothers and sisters tonight. So, okay, Brother Richardson, I'll come back. Brother O'Neill, we want to ask if you can offer a prayer. And as I was sharing with everybody, how Moses and Abraham and Gideon and all these men had given God a name, you know, and me, which the name means God will provide peace, and all these names that God gave, brothers and sisters, this is what God is doing for us today. So we want to go down in prayer, knowing that God is our protector. Amen. Okay, Brother Eagle, O'Neill, you can pray. And let me give you the prayer request again. Brother Akeem's mother, so you can pray for Brother Akeem and his family. And Brother Eli had a request. We have, and Sister Nelda, if you can do those three for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You can go ahead.
Let us pray. In Psalms 138, verse 2, David said, I will worship thee towards thy holy temple, because thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Truly, O God, you are amazing. We see how you work in time past. You spake and it was done. You command and everything stood fast. Your word is power. Your word is life. And Father, we believe in your words. Because of your words that we have accepted as Lord and in our lives. And because of your word, why we are living. Because, Lord, you breathe into our life, breathe into us life, your breath. And man become a living soul. Lord, we thank you for your goodness towards us, your people. Mortal lips can fully express the love that you have for us, O God. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, that you love us with an everlasting love. Why do we worry as a people? Why are we afraid? Why don't we trust you as we ought to? Father, you only mean our good. All you want for us is to be happy. And there's nothing in this life that is for a good that you will not provide for us. Father, help us, O God, to have more trust, more faith, and more confidence in you. You promise us, Lord, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Forgive us, Lord, for doubting you, O God. Forgive us, God, not trusting you as we ought to. But as a petition on behalf of your people, if there's anything in me that is unlike you, O God, I pray that you remove it. Father, my desire is purity in mind, body, and spirit. Perfection of character, which is attainable through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holiness is what I desire, O Lord. Righteousness. Father, your people is in need, O God, at this time. And the only source we have and the only help we have is not in humanistic system, but is in the supreme God of this entire universe. The one that condescends to this earth to rescue this entire planet from utter destruction. You, Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. If you have given your very life for us, O Lord, what else you wouldn't give to us that we are in need of? Father, you know the situation with the James family at this time. Sister James is not well at this time. Or whatever the circumstances, you know of it, O God. Restoration we seek from thee, O God. You tell us in Isaiah the 65th chapter and the 24th verse, before we call, you hear us always, Lord. You're omniscient, O God. You're omnipotent. And you're omnipresent. Lord, we claim restoration and healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Brother Heli. You know his desire, O God. You know his heart. He expressed himself how much he needs his family members, his friends, to submit their lives to your care. But Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would give him the confidence, to give him the assurance that your mighty spirit is at work in this earth, in spite of the dark gloom that shadow over this earth. You are God, and there's none like you. man may see or the enemy may see as if he has a foothold upon your people. But we see you work in time of old with your stretch out hand. You tell Moses, stretch out the rod. And the sea was open and your people was walking through dry land. You are that mighty God, O God. You're ever the same. I believe in you, O God, and I put my trust and my confidence in you. Help us, your people, O God, to never doubt you, O God, but trust you because you are mighty God. Father, we thank you, O God. Restoration, O God. Give Brother Eli and his family this confidence. Draw them to you. It's not by might, but by power, O God. Not what we can do, but what God can do. It's no secret the songwriter says what God can do. What he has done for others, he can do for you. Lord, we pray for Sister Nelda at this time. We pray, Lord, for you to continue working in our life. We know, O God, you are a way maker, O God. We know, O God, that you are the one that said to the children of Israel, they should go around the city of Jericho 7 times. 7 is a very significant number. You said to the prophet Elisha, to Naaman, to dip 7 times in the Jordan. And we see the mighty power work, O God. We see, O God, when you said it's time for your people to be released from Babylonian captivity. And you have called a man by Cyrus, a pagan. Before he was born, you said in Isaiah, you have called him for this work. Father, you can use anyone. Help us, O God, to see how you have worked in time past and the significance of who we are dealing with. We are dealing with the supreme ruler of this entire universe. If man can go into the courts and pay homage to the judge, what about you? The one that soon every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you, Jesus Christ, is Lord. Help us, O God. There are many, O God, are seeking evacuation from the city of this world. Because soon, O God, I have worked many of these buildings in the cities of New York. And I see these big structures. And many times you bring to my imagination that soon, many of these buildings will be coming down. Many pestilences, many wars, many atrocities, many disasters coming. And you are telling your people, as you have warned in time of old, to get out. Why should we, Lord, be stubborn, not heed your calling? Many of us say, Lord, give us more time. Instead of you, we ask you to give us the means and show us the way that we may walk. Many of us are waiting like Lot for the angel to pull him out of Sodom. But Father, let us not be presumptuous, because your warning is true and it is clear. But now is the time to evacuate. We see, O God, that they have made your law void in the land, that you have prospered so much. And we see now it's time for our God to work. Help us, O God. Provide the means for those who desire evacuation at this time. And those who do not, Lord, I pray that you impress their heart of the significance of what is coming upon this nation.
not just this nation, but this whole world, because many cities will be in ruin. Calamities by land and by sea is coming, because God, man has despised your word that you have given unto them by the head of the archdeceiver, Lucifer. He knows that his doom is near, and he seeks, like a suicide person, to destroy others with him. Help us, O Lord, to see, Lord, that as your people, that even though we are evacuating the cities, that we still have our work to do. Help us, O Lord, to have the same mind frame as Abraham, that he dreamed of a city with a foundation, with his ruler and maker is God. Where if we leave to the city, out of the city into the country, it's temporarily. The temporary is not something that we are build our hopes on this world. As the word of the Lord come to us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. If he then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things upon the earth, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Help us, O Lord, to have our life hid in thee, O God. Father, help us, O God, to have a closer walk with you, O God. Help us, O Lord, to divorce sin completely, O God, so that the righteousness of Christ will overshadow us. Father, help your people, help your church, O God, to see the significance of what is taking place. 2020 is an interesting year for each and every one of us to analyze that it won't be normal in this world anymore. Father, help us, O God. Build us, Lord. Let your will be done in our lives. Give us a deeper experience with you. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for the prayers. And Brother O'Neill, as you speak, I have, you know, when you speak of omnipresent, omnipotent. The omnipotent is all power, almighty, supreme, the most high, preeminent. I'm the present, knowing, all wise, all seeing. And no, I'm the science, all knowing, all wise, and all seeing. I'm the present, it's present everywhere at the same time, global, universal. And so God says he's everywhere. And I'm the, and when he say I'm the present, you say the Bible says in Jeremiah 23:24, you can't hide from God. And Jesus said in Matthew's, he said, well, there's two or three, he's in the midst. So, you know, everywhere you think you can hide, just like the Bible says, they're going to try to hide in the mountain and the rocks fall on us. You can't hide from God. So I just want to thank you for that prayer and that these prayers, sisters and brother, God's hearing. So, yes, and now we're going to thank Brother O'Neill for the prayers, and we're going to ask for another prayer and see if Brother Richardson is ready. We're going to ask him to offer a prayer for Brother O'Neill. Brother Richardson, are you ready?
Yeah. Yes, sister.
Okay.
I am.
Well, I'm going to ask the, okay, for Brother O'Neill. And I want to offer the prayer for brothers and sisters that, you know, that's silent. They may not ask for prayers, but we know they need prayers. So please pray for the unspoken prayers on the prayer line, because we know there's so many people. So pray for the unspoken prayers. Pray for Brother O'Neill. And we can, and I'm going to ask you to lift up Brother Rick and Sister Powell. So you have four, Brother Rick, Sister Powell, and unspoken prayers, and also Brother O'Neill.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening, God answer prayers in the morning. God answer prayers at noon. God answer prayers in the evening. To keep your heart in tune.
Our Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Father, we your people come at this time, knowing, God, that you are omnipresent, that you are here, there, and everywhere, dear God. There is no distance, Lord, and your presence is with us, dear Father. You're omniscient, Lord. You knows and understands and sees all things, God. You're omnipotent, all-powerful, dear God. Nothing that you cannot do, dear God. All things are possible with you. And so, God, your children, even on this Advent prayer line here tonight, call upon you. We are praying, Father, for those silent, unspoken prayer brethren and sisters on the prayer line. God, they may not have said anything or asked for prayer requests, but God, you know the heart of each and every one, O God. And I pray, Father, that your blessings of your presence of your Holy Spirit come in a mighty, powerful way upon each and every one, O God, that are listening tonight, that are hearing your words in many forms and ways. I want to pray, Lord, for your Holy Spirit's grace and blessings upon each and every one, O God, that have, which we all, God, have some kind of situation, some kind of circumstances going through in life, Lord. We have prayers that we desire for friends and families, O God, and for situations. And, O God, I'm praying at this time, God, that you will answer prayers to each and every one of those unspoken requests, O God. And those who that are silent or did not say anything, but God, you know their each and every one hearts, O God. Lord, bless them. Be with each and every one of them. Answer their prayers accordingly. Fill them with your grace and anoint them, O God, with your Holy Spirit. We're going to pray for Brother O'Neill. Let's ask him for prayers. And he has been always asking prayer for him in a closer walk, in a closer relationship. And I pray, God, that you will be with him, that his faith in you will be strengthened. Trust you, dear God, that he will be a witness, Lord, for thee on his job. Wherever he goes, that he will take the name of Jesus with him. Bless him, Father. Bless his children, O God, that he's asking prayers for also. That they will surrender and commit their lives, O God, to you. Father, we are praying for Brother Rick. Bless him and his wife. His daughter, Ashley, Lord, bless in a special way, God. You know the prayers and the tears, Lord, and the requests, Lord, concerning his family. I pray, Lord, that you will answer accordingly. I pray that his faith, Lord, will reach out to you in a manner, Lord, in a way that will draw him closer to you, Father, in spite of all, Lord, many things, his ups and downs, his situations, O God, I pray, God, that you will give him the strength, the courage, the faith, the determination, and the blessings that is needed in his life, that his faith will grow closer to you, Lord, in serving you all the days of his life. Bless Sister Powell, O God, servant of thine, O God, and I pray, God, that you are blessed, her, dear God, and you have brought her thus far, Lord, and you are able to see her through. You said in your words, as our days are, so shall our strength be. And we have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging bread. And so, God, bless your daughter, Lord. Be with her, strengthen her. May the power of your Holy Spirit come in a mighty, powerful way upon her, dear God, and her daughters and her children and grandchildren, dear God. And the work, Lord, that she's doing, Father, in ministry and evangelism. Bless, I pray. Protect, guide, and lead. And for Sister Carla, not forgetting Sister Carla, bless her. In a move, O God, for a move and a home that she's in process of selling, I pray, God, that you will work accordingly, praying for children in a special way, Amanda and Nicholas. Bless them, O God. Protect her, guide her, lead her, and, Lord, answer her prayers accordingly, Father, and may you, God, supply her every need according to your riches in glory. O Lord, bless us all, Sister Leola, that her faith in you be strong. Lord, Brother Ray, bless them, Lord. Protect and bring healing in their lives, O God. Answer their prayers accordingly, O God. The move that they once desirous to make to leave the cities, O God, I pray that you will answer prayers accordingly. Let your name be praised, let your name be honored, and let your name be glorified. Be with the speaker as he presents, O God. May our hearts be blessed. May our hearts be infused by your grace. And Lord, may everything that be said and done, Lord, may be done to your name, praise, honor, and glory. God, and what we feel of asking you, grant it unto us according to your will, that you will receive all the praise, Father, all the honor and the glory to you, Jesus, our high priest, and to the Holy Spirit, our comforter, and Lord, our healer of mind and body and of soul, as we give you all the praise, all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Cecilia.
Thank you.